Well, when this is a crime against a federal building, then it was like a crime against all of the United States. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
That, oh, yeah.
So that's why the whole nation was so riveted with this.
And they were so riveted because they were going in the heartland, okay, right, in Oklahoma City. Why would they do it in Oklahoma City? You know, they're just people down there. There's no big... That's what really, I think, got the nation, as opposed to being in New York City or somewhere where it kind of seemed like there's always something going on. I think that really caught them off guard here.
So the city, while you were going through the maps process, was interrupted by this. Mm-hmm. Then, do you think there were some differences? There was some healing as a result of the bombing that smoothed out the maps planning and all?
It probably did. It did delay some of the maps. There's no doubt about that, because our city public works was working on the environmental issues, the land acquisition, the planning, working with architects. We were trying to select architects for various projects. All of a sudden, all of that had to be put on the back burner. We had, as you mentioned earlier, 300-some buildings destroyed and damaged, 16 square blocks. We had other issues a lot more important than a baseball park or a canal or anything like that. So we really had to redirect our focus for several months while we determined what we needed to do that area. I mean, I didn't let it stay any time at all, because what that was an area of town outside of a few buildings that was an older area of town, a lot of little mom-and-pop businesses like a battery shop or a radio shop that was probably built in the 40s and the 50s. The buildings were destroyed to the point that they're inhabitable and they're going to have to tear them down. I didn't want 16 square blocks of parking lot. That's about the last thing we needed in the city, was more parking lots. So we really had to concentrate and then start working with the federal government, and worked with Henry Cisneros and worked with, of course, the president, making sure that we got rebuilt and that the federal campus did not leave downtown, because there was a lot of conversation about dispersing it. They all had to relocate somewhere anyway, and they all relocated out in the suburbs in various locations. We ended up having them all come back downtown except for what they call the gun toters, the FBI and DA, and they've got their own campus out northwest and is secure and all of that. But HUD and Social Security and things like that are back downtown.
But you went to Washington and asked for federal financial help to rebuild. Was it $34 million or something like that?
Yeah, I think our first tranche was $22 million, and it had to go through Congress, and I worked with congressional delegation, our delegation in the House and Senate, and got all that done pretty quickly.
So there was no fight to make that happen?
No. When you look back on some of the hurricanes and some of the things, we're talking about billions, and we took $34 million. It was really nothing, and that was really to take care of anybody. They had no losses. You know, a lot of them had the insurance on car, for instance, people that were just happened to be in the area. We made sure that they weren't out any, make sure that none of the families were out any medical expenses or anything like that. Property owners were compensated to rebuild their buildings or relocate or, you know, those types of things. And that's what the money was used for.
Those listening to this would look at a leader, and you're the leader of the city when this happens. I guess you've expressed already that you discovered that you didn't have to go in and direct traffic.
Right.
It was being directed for you, and then you decided, I know I'm the mayor, but I need to find my niche, and where can I serve the best?
And I knew my best service was to support in the initial phase, the first 3 weeks while we were recovering bodies, is to leave that up to the professionals, and that's the police and the fire and crime investigators, and let me deal with, you might say, the press and running the city otherwise, because the city had to continue to function. And then I was the spear leader working with the feds to make sure that whatever we needed to do to make sure that the people were taken care of and the federal employees, wherever they needed to go, little businesses and so forth, that they were taken care of. They weren't left destitute. And we had to set up procedures on how they apply for all that and what's fair. I think we did a pretty good job of that. You hear very little, in fact, you don't hear anything anymore. And at the time, very little. Somebody might argue that they needed X and we gave them Y, but, you know, we could justify. And so we tried to be fair with everybody. And the main thing is be even across the board, so one group or one individual didn't get more than they should. But the government was very good. Bill Clinton and all of his staff was very good to the city.